Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ketolina with the evening news. The headlines. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio says state government committed to promoting sports infrastructure. Minister C.L. John says women in Nagaland have always played vital role in shaping society. Principal Secretary Y. Kiketo Sema highlights need and potential of agroforestry in Nagaland. And Union Minister Bandi Sanjay Kumar reviews attestation parade of recruits of Assam Rifles Training Center and School at Shukovi. Now the news in detail. Chief Minister of Nagaland Nipiu Rio today said that the state government remained committed to promoting sports infrastructure and supporting indigenous games alongside modern sporting disciplines. Addressing the 30th NWA Naga Traditional Wrestling Championship 2026 at Kohima local ground, Mr. Rio said Naga traditional wrestling is not merely a sporting event but a celebration of identity, heritage and the enduring spirit of Naga people. He said that in earlier times, wrestling was not only a display of physical power, but also a test of character and integrity, where young men proved their resilience, brought honor to their villages, and upheld the values of fairness and sportsmanship. Mr. Rio also noted that the championship has grown significantly over the years, from village-level contests to organized state-level competitions under the guidance of the Nagaland Wrestling Association.
I'm also particularly happy to learn that wrestling is now more beyond any area and is spreading to all parts of the state like Sumi, Lota, Rekha, Chiri, Sanna, and Chang communities. This expansion reflects the power of our traditional sports.
Addressing the wrestlers, the chief minister said that they are not only athletes but also ambassadors of Naga culture. He urged them to uphold humility, discipline and respect for opponents, noting that true greatness lies not only in victory but in the spirit of the game. Nagaland today observed International Women's Day under the theme Rights, Justice, Action for All Women and Girls. At the program held in Kohima, Minister for Environment, Forest, Climate Change and Village Guard C.L. Jones said, women in the state have always played a vital role in shaping society. He said that Naga women contribute tirelessly to the progress of the state from agricultural fields to marketplaces and from classrooms to hospitals.
Say that in Nagaland, women are given equal opportunity and many fail today. Our girls are shining in competitive examinations, in academic achievement, in civil service, in education, in the partnership, in professional career. They are providing that dedication in hard work, no gender. We are also witnessing positive progress in political representation.
While celebrating the achievements of women, the minister also said challenges remain and stressed that issues such as gender-based violence and unequal access to opportunities must be addressed collectively by society.
Having learned of the gender-based violence statistics in our state, let this be a reminder for us of the urgent need to address this serious issue. It is important to realize that gender-based violence is a violation of human rights and a woman's obstacle to women's empowerment and gender equality.
Advisor for Social Welfare Wang Pang Konyak expressed concern that although Nagaland is considered one of the safer states for women in India, with a comparatively lower crime rate, cases of crimes against women and girls have shown an increase over the years. Marking the occasion, several awards were presented under the National Rural Livelihoods Mission for the financial year 2025-26. In addition, Nagaland State Commission for Women Excellence Award 2025 was presented to Ponglem Konyak, President of Konyak Nyupu Shokokong, and NSCW 2026 award was given to Apuna Ehailung, President of Zilengrong Mothers Association. Municipal workers and Anganwadi workers were also felicitated. Nagaland State Commission for Women, NSCW, will join the nation in organizing the district-wise Mahila Jan Sanwai public hearings from 9th to 13th of this month to mark the International Women's Day. Organized under the initiative of National Women Commission for Women, the NSCW will hold public hearings across 12 districts. Informing this to media persons today in Kohima, NSCW Chairperson W. Nyengai Konyak said the event will kickstart from Tuensang, Sunaboto, Tsemenyu, and Woka on Monday.
It's a week-long nationwide public hearing. Thrive aims to provide women with a direct, accessible platform to voice their grievances and seek institutional support. Through this coordinated effort, complaints related to domestic violence, workplace harassment, maternity benefit, abandonment, trafficking, and other forms of gender-based violence and injustice will be heard and addressed.
During the 5 days public hearings, dedicated benches comprising chairpersons and members from the Nagaland State Commission for Women, District Administration, District Legal Services Authority, Police Authorities, Legal Experts and Protection Officers will be present to ensure immediate hearing of complaints, registration and escalation of serious cases, legal guidance and procedural assistance and time-bound follow-up mechanisms. Walk-in complaints will also be heard during the period. On 10th March, the public hearing will take place in Mokokchung, Newland, followed by Tsumukedima on 11th, Longland and Perran on 12th, and Kohima, Dimapur and Mon on 13th. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. A delegation of 8 officers of the Department of Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Government of Nagaland, led by Principal Secretary Y. Kiketo Sema, visited the Rainforest Research Institute, Jorhat, in Assam yesterday. The aim of the visit was to explore avenues for scientific collaboration with the institute in the areas of sustainable forest management, research support, and improved cultivation techniques of economically important tree species like agarwood and teak. The delegation was welcomed by RFRI Director Dr. Nitin Kulkarni and his team of 6 scientists heading various divisions. The delegation held a day-long discussions and brainstorming deliberations followed by visit to various research facilities including Bamboo Setum and Museum. The RFRI Jorhat is the premier institution under the Indian Council of Forestry Research and Education, with specific mandate of forestry research and extension activities in the Northeast region. Dr. Kulkarni and his team presented the mandate and research activities being undertaken by the institute, while various activities planned for forestry research and extension in the state of Nagaland were also discussed. During the interaction, Mr. Kiketo highlighted the need and potential of agroforestry in Nagaland. And Minister of State for Home Affairs Bandi Sanjay Kumar today reviewed the attestation parade of 350 recruits at the Jasram Parade Ground of Assam Rifles Training Center and School at Shukovi under Dimapur District, Nagaland. Addressing the recruits, Mr. Kumar highlighted the rich history of the Assam Rifles as the oldest paramilitary force of the country and its multiple roles. He said the brave soldiers of Assam Rifles have proved their mettle not only in the Northeast but also in Jammu and Kashmir. The Union Minister called upon the recruits to serve the nation with all sincerity and also to keep pace with technology.
की बात है कि इतनी बड़ी संख्या में पुरुष शपथ ग्रहण कर इस गौरवपूर्ण पद के पूर्व सैनिक बनने जा रहा है पुरुष प्रकरणों एवं महिला प्रकरणों द्वारा शपथ ग्रहण करना अपने देश की बदलती तस्वीर को दर्शाता है आप न सिर्फ अपने और अपने परिवार के जीवन को बेहतर बना रहे हैं बल्कि आने वाले नई युवा पीढ़ी की महिलाओं और पुरुषों को भी देश को आगे बढ़ाने के लिए निरंतर प्रेरित कर रहे हैं
Various awards were also presented to the recruits for their outstanding performance during the training, such as Best in Firing, Best in Drill, Best in Physical Overall, Best Recruit. The occasion marked the completion of 44 weeks of grueling training in battlecraft, weapon handling, firing and specialization in counter-insurgency operations. To end the news, the headlines here again. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio says state government committed to promoting sports infrastructure. Minister C.L. John says women in Nagaland have always played vital role in shaping society. Principal Secretary Waikikito Sema highlights need and potential of agroforestry in Nagaland, and Union Minister Bandi Sanjay Kumar reviews attestation parade of recruits of Assam Rifles Training Center and School at Shukovi. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.